I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
The parade was bananas, right? I mean, I was 11 years old, so I mean, it's hard for me to remember as much.
Yeah, it was. You know what? It was crazy. I think there was like 1.5 million people.
I mean, we waited what, 39 years?
Yeah, it was 39 years. Right. So yeah, it was actually a really hot day. I remember I got sunburned that day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
but
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? But the unfortunate part is we were all like wicked hungover. And this was before the fans started throwing beers at the I've seen Gronk, everyone's seen Gronk and all the new guys. So we were just there hungover on a hot day.
Sun beaming on us. Too. Yeah.
But obviously it was to be honest, I didn't know what to expect. But like you said, after 39 years and the Bruins following, not just in Boston, but all over America and Canada. Yeah, there was probably, I think they told us there was 1.5 million people.
Crazy.
It was crazy. Wow. I felt like the parade was never going to stop, but it was something that, you know, you remember forever.
I think people forget how big hockey is here, like in the Northeast, especially Boston. It's, biggest, it's like so big Canada. In Boston.
Yeah, because I mean,
and going back hockey, to when I got drafted, you know, I didn't know or realize that hockey was big in New England,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, you know, I was like, oh, people probably don't even really know hockey in Boston, but yeah, it's pretty awesome and pretty cool that Boston people, New Englanders and Bruins fans are crazy everywhere you go.
Yeah. Everyone got an opinion though, like, especially like the sports media here must be tough, but I wanted to ask you, like, compared to, cause you played in Canada too. So what would you say, like, the tougher place, I guess, media and opinion wise was to play like in a Boston market or a Canadian market?
I would say the toughest is Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's for all the sports. Mm-hmm. I think there's just because there's a high expectations.
Yeah.
You know, there's pressure from the media. There's pressure from the fans. Mm-hmm. I've even heard a lot of Red Sox players say it's, you know, Boston's the hardest place to play in the MLB.
Crazy.
Just because of the expectations.
So
and that's what it is. You know, the fans are demanding, you know, it's become a place where every year it's championship or bust.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that type of demand and that type of pressure. So you definitely got to be thick skinned as an athlete, to be able to play here and succeed here. But for me, I always found, you know, I've always been able to kind of thrive off of that expectation, thrive off of that pressure, because, you know, as much as they're hard on you, you know, they also have your back.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
The fans, they
well, if you win here, you're immortal. And immortal. You can walk around anywhere you want.
And
do whatever
you know what? A lot of the times too, they just want full effort. You know, they want blood, sweat, and tears. They want to see you putting your all, you know, for me, they want to see it all, me putting my all on the ice every single night. So, you know, for me, I've always thrived off that pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, I've viewed it as, you know, I've tried to find a way to embrace it.
Turn it into energy. Yeah.
You turn it into energy and you go out there and you perform. So, but yeah, you know, just comparing it to the other three places, I think, you know, here is definitely the most demanding. But like I said, I've always found it a good thing.
Fans are definitely entitled, especially the ones that used to play goalie.
You know what I mean? Well, we always had good goalies in Boston. I mean, like you were saying, we had Timmy, we had Tuca. Now we have
Swayman.
Sway and Omar. Yeah. And we have the kid Bussy too, who's good. You think he's in with the Providence team. But no, Boston, I mean, the fans here, I think, like you said, I mean, you're not wrong. Like,
no, they definitely entitled.
Just the way we grew up. I mean, we both were born in what? I was born in 99. You were 99 too?
Yep.
So we were born as Brady got here.
Yeah.
Brady is making me feel old.
Brady was drafted in 99.
Brady was drafted in 99 when we were born.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, until I was, what, 20? Championships are won here every other year. You know, when Brady left in, what, 2018 or 2019?
18.
Brady left. He won in 2019. We've been spoiled here. So now with the way, I guess, the sports teams are going, I mean, I don't even want to say, because you guys still are fucking contenders. Celtics are contenders. It's more of like the Patriots and the Red Sox are kind of rebuilding a little bit.
Are the Pats ain't contenders?
But you guys have been spoiled for 20 years.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But but my father, like, because my whole family's from East Boston, like generation. So they're the ones who always tell us, like, you guys have no fucking idea. Yeah. Like, we waited years for championships here.
Well, I even tell the young guys now, and when I was a rookie in 2007, it was kind of right after the Joe Thornton trade.
Yeah.
And you know, the team was kind of, you know, in shambles, mm-hmm. Management, you know, coaches, revolving door, all that type of stuff. And I remember, you know, I think it was the home opener and they announced that there was 13,000 people in the crowd, but there must have been
7
or 8,000. I'm not even kidding. Holy we were getting, shit. I think it felt, at least it felt like for me that we were getting more fans from with the Vancouver Giants than I did here.
That's
with
crazy.
The home game with Damn. The Bruins my first year. And I remember they would have Tuesday nights used to be college nights. So if you showed your college
they let
ID
you in for free.
No, it was $10 in section like 310.
Imagine trying to do that.
Yeah, so like
balcony seats are fucking too expensive.
I remember
now.
The Red Sox did that. I was like, buy a hot dog, get one free. I went to like 20 games that year.
Yeah. But it's crazy to think that's what it was, you know, 16, 17 years ago. But it's also cool, you know, to be a part of a group that kind of brought the buzz. Yeah. The buzz back for the Bruins mm. and all that type of stuff. Because when I got here, you know, on a game day, there was never traffic in front of the Garden.
I was going to say, yeah. What was like, what was
there your was never a problem getting tickets, like, right. you know, for friends and great. Buddies
the
and all that.
Scalp is out there. Just yeah. fucking hustling. So. Just take my tickets for free.
The opening night wasn't $800 a ticket. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
What was your first, like, how did you enjoy Boston for your first year? Did you like it? Or you kind of like... Mixed emotions.
No, I liked it. I had you know what? I had a lot of really great older guys that you know that took really good care mm-hmm, of me. Mm-hmm. That year, I actually lived in the Navy Yard in Charlestown.
Oh, really?
And I lived with Mark Stewart that year.
Mark Stewart, wow. And
our neighbor in the building beside us was Mark Savard.
Okay.
And and I used to go to Mark Savard's all the time, and we'd watch hockey together.
That's awesome.
You know, and stuff like that. And then I had guys like Glenn Murray and PJ Axelson and Glenn Metropolitan and those type of guys that were, you know, and Shane Knighty, like just older guys like that took really good care of me. And one of the first things, you know, that happened to me was Aaron Ward. Mm-hmm. You know, I came here with one suit because I didn't even anticipate making the team.
Yeah.
And the first thing he did, because we went on a California trip, is he goes, hey, how many suits you got? I said, oh, I got one suit. He goes, okay, I'll take care of this. The next day he had like six extra suits. So he just gave me, you know, six, seven extra suits.
You fit into them, no problem.
Yeah, we were the same size. So I fit nice. Into them, no problem. So yeah, I had a lot of older guys taking care of me. And then, like I said, living in the Navy Yard, I would actually walk over the bridge and come to the North End a lot and eat mm-hmm. and all that type of stuff. So I got to know the city just by walking around and all that type of stuff. Obviously, I got a little bit homesick. Because sure. I was so far away.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Like unless you've flown from Vancouver to Boston, you don't realize how far's
the flight?
Well, direct, it's like I think it's 6 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow,
so it's a closer flight from here to London than it is from here to Vancouver.
I was just gonna say from here to LA too, it was like six and a half hours, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, I didn't have a lot of visitors as far as family and friends went mm-hmm. That season, but you know, it made me grow up at a really young age. It made me, you know, it made me learn how to start taking care of myself. And like I said, having a roommate like Mark Stewart, you know, he helped me as well. You know, he was 4 years older than me. So, you know, he helped me too with learning how to, you know, kind of be by myself and all that type of stuff. And, you know, I could feed off of him and whatnot. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And like I said, going to those ALCS games and even game one of World Series, you know, just the buzz with the Patriots
you
and
get comfortable in the city.
Yeah. And, you know, with the big three coming that year, you know, I went to a bunch of Celtics games, you know, being a young guy. And also I remember that was actually the first time I went to college hockey games was at the Beanpot.
Really?
I had never seen a college hockey game before until I went to the Beanpot. So I did everything to take it all in.
What was your first impression? These guys blow or what?
What's that?
The college hockey guys.
I was like,
compared to like junior hockey.
Well, they're older.
That's true. Yeah. The 24. Yeah.
Yeah. That year was, in the first round, so the first game was BCBU. And man, those guys, I was like, oh man, I was like, these guys fucking
hate. Was Brian Gionta on the team at the time? I know he was on BC. That was earlier, right?
But yeah. it was like Shattenkirk and Gilroy and those guys.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Brandon Yip and those guys were on BU. Mm-hmm. And then on BC was
the fucking rivalry is real though.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of hate in that game. Yeah. I was like, man, these guys really fucking hate each other.
No fighting in college.
But that's why we go to the fighting. Everyone thought they were a tough guy
because
right. there was no fighting and everyone was wearing cages.
Yeah.
But also they had like, you know, the band and the instrument in the crowd. And I've never been around that too. Yeah. So It was pretty cool to be around all that.
So, I don't think there was a better place for you to go. I mean, you come here in 2007. Especially. It's like, do you really look back? It's like, damn.
Title town. For real, title town. Yeah, especially Boston, the way you played too in Boston.
The way you just described it too, being 19, going to like Celtics games. You're probably courtside like Ray Allen. It's just like, damn, it could have been anybody. Walking from Charlestown over the bridge. Not bad at all.
So I wanted to talk about too your time in Canada. Like, so you left here when? 2015, was it?
Yeah, I got traded to LA in 2015.
Oh yeah, you were in LA first, right? Yeah. So going from Boston to LA and then to Canada, that's like two completely different things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a big change.
The buzz.
Yeah, you know, after spending eight, you know, really good years here, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty nice being in LA for a year. Not having to deal with the winters, you know, and all the players there live in the Salt Bay. So Manhattan, Hermosa Beach. So you're literally living at the beach and the practice facility is there in El Segundo. So that was pretty cool.
You guys had a good little team there too.
Yeah, we actually had a really good team, but we ran into a really hot Sharks team that literally kicked their ass in the first round. But that was one of the best teams that I had been on, was that LA team that, you know, lost in the first round. But yeah, that was a cool experience. And then, you know, going up to Edmonton and Calgary, you know, it was different, you know, two smaller markets, two smaller cities, you know, really cold winters, not much going on in both places. But so it was, you know, it was a different experience, all in all, but you know, you take everything you can from all the experiences, you know, that you get to have as an NHL player. And, you know, me and my family still, you know, took both cities in and you know, try to enjoy it as much as we could. And, you know, it almost, in a way, it almost made me appreciate and be more grateful that I had what I had here and Boston, got to play in a city, like I did in Boston for 8 great years. And, you know, when Sweens called me up, this summer about, you know, potentially coming back, you know, I wanted to, you know, come back to a place where, you know, I had a lot of success and to be back in a city where, you know, where it is, like you said, blue collar and all that type of stuff. So
everyone's excited for you to come excited back. Like, and, you know what I mean? Yeah, like you're getting a hero's welcome back.
Yeah. And be a part of the centennial season. And, you know, I've obviously worn 17 most of my career and it's my 17th year. So
damn, is it really?
Yeah, so all right that, there. You know, all the stars, yeah, all the stars were kind of aligned for all that to happen for me here again. And yeah, it's just cool. And like I said, I'm very grateful that I get to be a Bruin again.
Sure. I got one question though. So Tom talks about like McDavid being the GOAT. Who's the GOAT?
Well, I think for you know, the generation after the 05 lockout, you got to say Crosby's the GOAT just because of what he's done. Like, you know, the championships, you know, 3 Stanley Cups, 2 gold medals, the World Cup. He's won a world championship. You know, what's he at? Like 1,500?
I mean,
it's
tough to compare because it's like he's played such a longer career than McDavid. Yeah, too. You just see where he goes with it. But Gretzky, Crosby, McDavid played in three different kinds of hockey too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like hard to judge either.
You know, but I will. But I will say, you know, in my mind, I think Connor individually is probably the best player that's ever played hockey.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's the best.
And playing with them and then, you know, being in a division against them the last 4 years and seeing what he's been able to do the last 7-8 years in his career. I think he's the best player that's ever played hockey just because I've never seen a guy's feet, hands, and brain all at the highest level and work in sync like that. It's just truly amazing. And for a guy to get 153 points like he had last year in this generation of hockey, it's truly amazing what he's been able to do.
We actually, I think it's Keith Tkachuk from East Boston, and he played with Matt Tkachuk. So tell us a little bit about him, because, I mean, he has he's an aggressive style of play. So actually when you were playing there, I always thought it was kind of funny how you were on the same team with him. Kind of like, did you ever like get close to him or mentor him at all in any way?
Yeah, we became pretty good friends, you know, playing 3 years together. And I think especially the last year we played together, I thought was the closest that we got. And, you know, he still got a lot of Bostonian in him. From his dad.
His dad's,
they still come to the Cape all the time. I think his grandpa still lives out here and all that type of stuff. So he still has Bostonians, and you know, he was excited to play with me and hear about, you know, what it was like to play in Boston and all that type of stuff. Because like I said, he's got family here and all that type of stuff. So yeah, it's, you know, when you play in the league now, as long as I have, you know, and guys want to hear what it was like, and even playing with Noah Hanifin for 4 years, another Boston kid who played at BC, you know, but it's also cool for me to talk to those guys because we're always talking about the Patriots. We're always talking about the Celtics. We're always talking about the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. We're always talking about how people in Boston are different than people anywhere else. What about
Johnny Gaudreau? Johnny Gaudreau, BC guy. Did you play with him?
Yeah. Played three years with him. But, you know, he's a Jersey kid.
Yeah, but he's not from Boston.
Yeah, he's not from Boston. He's a Jersey kid.
He was really good at BC.
And I think he stayed out in Chestnut Hill his whole time. So he never really got to be a true Bostonian. But we always talk about how, you know, could you imagine if like this person did this in traffic, you know, in Boston?
They're talking to watch our videos. I'm sure they get a kick
out of it. And we send each other all the time on Instagram and stuff like that, of people yelling at each other on the streets and how people act. And it's cool to have that connection with, you know, the new generation of guys that are coming out of New England.
Yeah.
And
you just got to make sure if you play Florida, Matt Tkachuk isn't throwing our guys around again, because that's kind of how we lost the first round. He started bullying us. I mean, that's how it is. I mean, you need that. I'm glad we have you back and other vets back to kind of instill that in the team, you know?
Yeah, and we could be friends off the ice, but once the puck drops,
you know,
no, and he knows that too. You know that, you know, that's what makes Matt Tkachuk such a great player is he's game. You know, he showed that especially the last 2 years, the way he's played, and you know, he put the team on his back last year, I think, you know, and helped them get to that Stanley Cup final the way that he plays, because when he plays, there's no friends out there.
Not gonna lie, I was pulling for them in that cup.
Yeah.
I liked the, like, how they were kind of the underdogs the whole time, you know.
Yeah, I think we give Sean Thornton a buzz and get him on the ice again, man. He's a good dude.
He still looks great. You guys saw him
ripped out of his mind.
He had
good chirps, right? I remember he had like a chirp. He was like, pick which hand I beat you up with or something. Yeah. Am I making that up?
No, he said that. You got it on video too. You could pick which hand I beat you up with.
Yeah. Imagine just being like that tough. You could just say something. Yeah,
he's still angry. So, you know what? He'd love to get out there and start kicking the shit out of you guys.
Does he live around here?
No, he's in Florida now. Oh, he works for the Panthers organization. So he's down there. Yeah.
That's awesome. Damn.
You ever had the prosciutto poppy special at Aria?
No, I haven't. No. I usually just, I get the meatballs here and I get his, the ribeye. That's my go-to when I come in.
Interesting.
Good steak.
Come in. That's what Moss hooks me up with all the time. and the calamari he hooks me up with all the time here.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, I want to talk, I guess, a little bit about the season. Like, how are you feeling so far? First couple games, we got the season underway.
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, it's been a good start, you know, winning the first two games at home. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, there was a lot of other stuff going on too, you know, preparing for the centennial year, preparing for, you know, the ceremonies before the game. I think every player on the team had a lot of family in town. So, you know, there was a lot of other things going on that, you know, could have been distractions for the first two games. And I've been a part of teams where a lot of stuff like this is going on and you end up losing those games because everyone's focused on something different. But, you know, it was good to see everyone has their heads in the right place. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot in the dressing room where, you know, we can't control what happened last year here. Yep, you know, all we can do is try to learn from it and build from it. And we're trying to do our best to build from it. It's pretty cool. We got a great road trip coming up, heading out to California here on Tuesday. Got that California swing and hit Chicago on the way back. So, you play
Chicago again.
Yeah. So we got a good chance for some team bonding on the road. And we'll see where we're at after this road trip.
What's your thoughts on Bedard? You play Bedard. Kid's getting a lot of hype around the NHL right now.
Yeah, and I think he's going to live up to that hype. He's, you know, I really think he's a generational player. Mm-hmm. You know, you could see it out there. And I think as he gets more comfortable in the league, he's gonna get stronger. Mm-hmm. He's going to get stronger on the puck. He's going to find those quiet areas that are going to make him, you know, score more goals on a game-to-game basis. So, yeah, just seeing his skating ability, his hockey IQ, his shot, his vision, He is the real deal.
Yeah,
so he's another Connor.
Another Connor.
That's going to be a generational player in this league.
Oh, that's exciting. You have any more questions? I think we covered all our bases here. Just excited to have you back here, man. Really. If you're right back at home in Boston, we need a cup this year. I mean, let's be honest. We need to win a cup.
I've been searching for one for the last 12 years.
I mean, I love 17th year, number 17, 100th year for the Bruins.
I feel it now.
Last year, we had the greatest season, kind of choked it. Now with redemption, I mean, I think all the stars are kind of aligning right now.
Well, we got a long ways to go. There's 80 more games, we got to take care of business just to make the playoffs
first. For sure.
But I got to head down to the deli. Get me a sandwich, you know?
Got
to
get you a nice sandwich.
Yeah, see how it compares to Frankie's here.
I don't even know how the sandwiches are. I've never even had one.
Maybe we bring you and Thornton in.
For sure.
The Bash Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, Luch, thank you for the time, brother. Appreciate you coming out. And
Thank you for having me, guys.
Looking forward to the rest of the season. It's going to be good.
I was just gonna say that we gotta get a game. We almost went to open the night, but
the glass seats were like $1,000 each. I was like,
ticket plug fell through.
Yeah, too big for the new seats. Too big for those now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The seats. We gotta get the suite.
Yeah.
We're gonna end the podcast. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you. Oh
wait, no. You were saying if you got 1 minute on the ice for Luch, you would stand a chance.
What?
Fighting. You said you would stand a chance with a minute.
Cut the fucking
camera. We planned that.
Yeah, we planned that. We're going to throw that in there.
All right.
Have a good one,
guys.
So we got chicken pops coming out or what?
Tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm going to stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. She gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Love my ex-girl, got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a